Who is in control? Many people believe that God is in control of things, and so they rest in their assurance. Wrong. Here is how God really works. God gave man dominion over the earth in the Garden of Eden. Man immediately turned it over to Satan as a result of Eve and Adam's following Satan's advice. Yes, man was still technically in control, but he went out of control as a result of the sin nature, which made him subject to Satan. God became a man in the body of Jesus in order to take dominion away from Satan and give it back to man. Remember the parable of the talents, Matthew 25:14-46? The man traveling into a far country is Christ. His servants are us. Christ Jesus gave us His Holy Spirit, power, and authority with which to administer the earth in His absence. At His return, there will be accountability for what we have done with His gifts and property. At His return, He, as a man, will sit upon the throne of David and rule with a rod of iron. I'm convinced that the reason the end of this age comes about as written is that Christians foolishly expect God to do what He commanded us to do. What was that? Number one, exercise dominion over the earth and subdue it. Genesis 1:28. Number two, preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. It's preferable that one be accomplished by two, but one is necessary regardless of two in order for anyone to live in freedom and experience prosperity. Europe was saved during the Crusades by mighty men of valor. America was created by mighty men of valor. Hitler was stopped by mighty men of valor. Though all these men of valor were strengthened by God, each one of them had to put themselves forward. God forced no one. God did not defend the church. He did not sign the Declaration, and He has never fired a single shot. The socialists are Baal worshippers, just like the ones in the Old Testament. They will take everything from the people and eventually turn it and us over to the Antichrist, who will be Satan incarnate when he comes on the scene. This is their destiny, even if they don't realize it. Pray for strength, wisdom, and courage to do the right thing, and then put yourself forward. Pray that God raise up mighty men of valor who will put themselves forward and sacrifice for others. That is the spirit of Christ.